Father, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You're all your children that are gathered here today. We're gathered together for fellowship around the word of God and encouragement to one another. We thank you. We give you praise and glory. And we declare, as always, that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. So let it be, even on here today, in Jesus' name. Cause our ears to be open, our eyes to be able to see, our hearts to be able to perceive all that the Holy Spirit is saying unto the church, even at this time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I want to talk about building defense systems through faith and prayer. There's a lot of weapons that we have. Some of them are for defense. Some are for going on the offense, really. And some can be used for both. We know about faith, we know about prayer, we know even about praise. But today I want to just talk about faith and prayer. Maybe part two I'll do, praise. But, today, faith and prayer. I want to talk about building our defense systems through that and what the scripture has to say about that. Let's not leave anything up to just happenstance, take a hold of your day through prayer, put things in alignment under the word of God by faith and by prayer. But let's talk about it. Let's see. Let's just read through, some faith and confidence building psalms and also some exhortations about prayer. We need to be more prayerful, and some people say, they talk about prayer warriors and stuff like that. Everybody, every believer should be a prayer warrior. There should be no such classification of prayer warriors. This one are prayer warriors. This one's are. What are you if you're not a prayer warrior? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's through your prayer that you fight your battles. So we all are prayer warriors. But let's read some Psalms and different things to boost our confidence here this morning. Praise the Lord. And to build up our defense systems. But I want to share first of all with you from Isaiah chapter 33 before we do that. There is a question that I want to ask from this verse. Well, this verse also asks the same question, or one of the verses here that I will read. But let me read it to you from Isaiah 33, verse 12. The sinners are in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Now, here's the question. Who among us, that's the question, shall dwell with a devouring fire? That's the question. Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? That's the other question. Well, here are the answers. The two questions here. Can you have that kind of cloud, that fire is around you all the time, covered by fire, and you do it? Well, let's see. Not fire that will burn you, but fire that will chase everything else off. You know how when you go into the woods and the forest and, camping, you set up the fire around your camp to ward off the wild animals. So when you see the fire, keeps them at bay. Well, who among us would dwell, the scripture says, or asks, with a devouring fire, fire that can devour your enemies, or can you can you walk around with that kind of fire around you? Who among us shall dwell in everlasting burnings? Well, here's the answer. He that walketh righteously. So you see that this fire thing is a good thing to have. And if you walk righteously and speak uprightly, he that despiteth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes. He won't do it. It's not going to be corrupted by bribes or even flattery. Flattery can be a form of bribe too. Some people don't realize that. You can bribe in many ways, not just money or gifts. Flattery can be a form of bribe. People say all kinds of flattering words to people, and then they get caught off guard. They let down their guard. By telling you, oh, how great you are, and this and that, you know. So, be careful now. You know, he that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, you know, then I'm going to talk about things that doesn't concern them. They walk in discretion, and they shut their eyes from seeing evil. Now you do all those things, you walk in the integrity of your heart. Well, scripture says, even he shall dwell on high. His place of defense, I'm going to talk about that defense today, shall be the munitions of rocks, you know. Rocks will be like your ammunitions, you know, around you and so forth. You know, bread shall be given to him. His waters shall be sure. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, look at all the blessings, you know, that come from, you know, walking in our integrity, righteously before the Lord, speaking the right thing, and, you know, getting away from anything that is contrary to wholeness. You know, stop your ears from hearing stuff that you shouldn't hear. Anybody tell you, look, frown at tail bearers, you know, and send them away, you know, listen to gossip and stuff, you know. Gossip is just like shedding of blood, you know, because when people, you know, dig a dagger into other people's reputation through gossip and tail bearing and backbiting and all that, it's like shedding blood. And when people spread contention, you know, through, you know, just causing strife and different things, you know, God hates these things. The Bible says God hates many things. One of them is sowing of discord, you know. So, but he, this one is just a preamble of for today, you know, what I want to say. Just one of the things, but not the main topic. But keep this in the back of your mind. What we want to build up is this defense of rocks. You know, this shield of fire around you, and going about you with the power and fire and even devouring fire, everlasting burnings. And the devil can see it and hit, it will stay at bay. Well, how do you do it? Well, some of the ways we already read here in Isaiah 33, but I'm going to read some other things to us, you know, through prayer and taking on the shield of faith especially. Let's look at, and I'm coming back to the Psalms, you know, read how these man, David, builds his confidence in the Lord. And let's read from Ephesians chapter 6, you know, describing the, what you might call, the ultimate warrior. This is what, you know, you should, how you should be clad. It's basically suit up, is what it is saying here. And you should suit up every day, because your adversary, the devil, is also going around all the time looking for whom he might devour. You know, so we also should not be like the careless ones. We need to have our guard up. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 tells us, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, God doesn't want us to be weak. He wants us to be strong. You know, don't be a weakling for the devil to push around. No. Be strong in the Lord. You know, set your anchor down that will not be moved. Don't let the devil play you as ping pong. You know, others, but not you. And the reason he's not going to be able to do it is what we're going to be talking about this morning. Put on the whole armor of God. You know, not part of it, but all of it. You suit up that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So we're not using physical, weapons here. You know, our enemy is not physical. You know, some people are always saying somebody is doing this, somebody is that. Especially in my culture where I came from, of course, I've detached myself from that culture. They are always saying that particular part of the culture. Some of their culture is good, but they're always saying somebody is doing something to me, this and that, and so forth. Somebody is doing something to you. You know, I mean, your defense systems is weak. You know, you have no defense. You know, people can just do anything they want to you. What's the man? What's the meaning of that? You know, and the Bible says in Numbers 23:23 that there is no divination and there is no enchantment that should walk against you because you are, you know, standing steadfast in the Lord. Now, if you don't know your stand, you don't build up your defense systems like we'll be talking about today, of course, you know, all these things might walk against you. But the Lord said, look, I give you power, Luke 10 and 19, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, that's what Jesus said. You know, so don't let anything hurt you. Don't let devil push you around. You got to push back. Bible says, resist the devil. Now, how do you do it? You put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against all the wiles and the plans and the trickery of the devil. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, if you're going to wrestle against those forces like that, you can't. I mean, it's like a chicken trying to fight a hawk eagle. You can't do it. The chicken can't do it. You know, you got to put on your strength. You know, put on the strength in the Lord through prayers and your faith. And let's talk about the things he wants you to take. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. In other words, be that last man standing. No matter what, still be standing. The devil throw everything at you, kitchen sink and all, still be standing. Glory to God. And he'll show you how you do it now. He says, look, these are the things that you need to put on. You know, the have your loins guard about with truth. So Paul, he was looking at, you know, from his prison vantage point, so to speak, looking at all those Roman soldiers, how they suit up. They bring the girdle, you know, they put it around their waist, right? You know, I mean, your loins. And they say, well, so what should it be for you? Huh? To be the truth. Thy word, Jesus said in John 17, is truth. Make sure you always have that word, which is the truth. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. That's the one we read in Isaiah 23. You know, who's going to be able to have these munitions of forces and fire around them to protect them? Well, he that walketh uprightly, walketh in his righteousness. Well, have your feet, you know, shod, you know, in order to put on the shoes or the preparation of the gospel of peace, you know, peace. You know, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You know, as much as it lieth within you, live peaceably with everybody. You know, go out of your way, you know, he said, endeavoring to keep peace. You know, the bond of unity, keep the peace. It's an endeavor. And you take on that stance. Above all, see, I love this one. Anything that has to do with faith, I love it. Above all, taking the shield of faith. That means everything else. You can put on helmet, you can put on this, you can put on that. But the most important part, he said, is your faith. Glory to God. You know, because if you go to battle and you have no faith, you're still weak. And so even though you put on helmet and all these things, if you don't have that shield of faith, you know, back in those days, they used to have these metal shields. You know, sometimes we've been told that it could be as 4, 5 to 6 inches thick. Carry these things. You know, they put them and they hide behind it. So all the arrows and different things that their enemies would hurl at them, they will be able to, you know, ward those things off, you know. And it will bounce back because it can't penetrate that shield. Well, it says, above all, take on the shield of faith, wherewith you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. I love this one because the wicked will always try to throw things at you. That's right. You know, in those dark cultures of Africa and some places, they're always saying, well, my enemy is throwing these arrows, peppers, this and that. They are always throwing, I mean, these are spiritual things. I mean, not spiritual. These are dark things in the spirit realm. You know, that witchcraft and sorcery and different things they use. But, you know, they can throw it all they want. As far as I'm concerned, I've got the shield of faith and fire and devouring fire around me. That's right. I walk in faith. I walk in power. I walk in the glory of the Lord. I ain't none of these things. I have my shield of faith. Even when I'm sleeping, my faith is still an aura of defense around me. You build that up. How do you do it? Well, we'll talk about it some more today. You know, the helmet of salvation is with you. The sword of the spirit. My goodness. You know. Yeah, you gotta go on the offensive sometimes, you know, and that's the word of God. The sword of the spirit is the word of God. You know, we've spoken, you know, our stance on the word of God, you know, everything comes back to it. Use that word for your situation. We've said it multiple times. You know, that word is what carries the power to bring the change that you are looking for. You take that word, you find the word of promise, like those stones that David picked up against Goliath, and some promises and some things in the scriptures. You take your sling, which is your faith, you go out against Goliath. Huh, glory to God. Sometimes you got to be on the attack. You can't all sit down for defense. Some people say, well, you know, sometimes good defense is a, you know, a good offense is a great defense. You know, you gotta go out there and, you know, strike first and strike hard. And don't wait until the devil does something to you, then you react. No. You know, we want to be proactive, especially in protecting your family and your children. We want to talk about that in, you know, in this lesson today. So, you do that, and he also adds prayer. I say, praying with all prayer, always. And supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. And supplication for all saints, you know, prayer. And so these are all the weapons that he's talking about. And I want to pull out just two of them today. Faith and prayers. As many more. I mean, praising the Lord we've seen can be used. We've seen where praising the Lord is used in battle to get victory. Praising the Lord is used to, you know, even cause prison bars to be broken, gates to be broken, and things like that. But today I want to just talk about faith and prayers. Now, faith, as we know, in order for it to be valid, must be based on the word of God. So you put your faith in the word of God. And not only that, you put faith in the Lord himself. Now let's see how the psalmist, how he declares his confidence. And you can use these psalms to build up your own defense systems and so on, you know, when you pray. Look at Psalm, let's read, several psalms to read. I hope I can get through all of them. I'm going to start here at Psalm 18. Look at some of the things that David said about the Lord and the posture that he had in his mind. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Right away, you know, he calls the Lord his strength. I mean, there are many attributes that we hear about the Lord from the mouth of David. Like being his strength, like being his rock, like being his shield, like being his fortress, like being his hiding place, like being his high tower, and all these things. The Lord is my rock. Huh, there you go. Munitions of rocks, according to Isaiah 33 that we read. Wow. This man says, well, my Lord, even the Lord God is that rock for me. He is my fortress, and he's my deliverer. He's my God. He's my strength in whom I will trust. He's my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I mean, when you say things like this about the Lord, you know, and in his heart, that's the way he felt about the Lord. And then the Lord also always responds when this man prayed, because he knew who he was calling upon. He said, look, when the sorrows of hell compass me about, when the snares of death did so many things to me, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord. I called upon the Lord. Well, that's where you call upon in your distress. Don't call on people. Call on the Lord. Hallelujah. When some people are distressed, what do? They sit around, get chocolate ice cream and all of these things and go into more depression. In your distress, you call upon the name of the Lord. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Well, and if you are the kind, if you have this kind of clout, see how God might respond. You know, now this is not somebody who just come to the Lord one time in their life or only when they need help. No, this is somebody that's used to being in God's presence. He's used to telling God these great things about the Lord. And so, you know, anytime he gets into trouble, he knows where to go and the Lord is ready to act. He said, in my distress, I call upon the Lord. He heard me, you know, heard my voice out of his temple. He will go into the house of the Lord. He will come. And my prayer came into his ears. Look at God's response to this man's prayer. Why? Because he started out by saying, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my strength. Again, in him I will trust. He's my buckler. He's the horn of my salvation. He's my high tower. He started out by saying all those things in his prayer. And then, well, when you tell God like that, you say, well, then look at how God responded. Then the earth shook. He said, my prayer came into his ears. And then God responded by shaking the earth. The foundations of the hills also moved and were shaken because the Lord was wrath. You don't mess with the apple of his eye. He's coming for you. He'll give you salvation and he's going to be your strength. But you must know it and you must see it that way. Build up your defense systems through that kind of confidence. That went up a smoke out of his nostrils. Fire out of his mouth devoured. Remember, who shall dwell among devouring fires? You know, can the fire of God devour your enemies around you without you even worrying about it? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's it. You know, coals were kindled by it. It bowed the heavens also and came down. Well, I should make a disclaimer here. I'm not talking about calling down fire upon any persons. There are some groups that do that and they are in error. Jesus never said we should do that. I'm talking about God fighting your battles for you in the spirit realm. I'm not talking about, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. I'm not calling down fire on anybody. You know, that was in the olden days. You know, now you love your enemies, your physical enemies that you know. You love them. Pray for them. That's what Jesus said. So let's make sure we settle that. However, God blasts on your behalf against your enemies in the spirit realm. Those are your real enemies, principalities, you know, powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. Those are your enemies, you know. And he said, the Lord, he bowed down the heavens and came down. Darkness was under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and did fly. you know, and he made darkness and so forth. I mean, brightness that was before him. Coals of fire sent out, hails and so on. The Lord thundered from heaven, gave his voice. You know, all of this because one man prayed. Well, this man, he knew which buttons to press. Let's put it that way. To get this kind of reaction from God. And it was his confidence. Said the Lord sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy. From then I hated me and those who were too strong for me. You know, and so on and so forth. Well, he brought me also into a large place. Why? Did he deliver me? Because he delighted in me. Because first, David delighted in the Lord. When you delight in the Lord, he also will delight in you. Praise the Lord. You must delight in the Lord. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall grant thee the desires of your heart. When you delight in the Lord, you build up your confidence in him. And that's the way that the psalmist said it. Look at his confidence in Psalm 27. You know, he said, look, I don't care what anybody is doing as long as the Lord is my light, as well as the Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I don't care what the wicked and all these things are doing. When they try to come up against me to eat up my, they stumbled and fell. Because this man had built up his defense, his munitions, you know, he has built himself. He's hiding inside God. God is his fortress. He knows how to call upon the Lord. He said, well, all those people that came up against me, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me. And he said, look, my heart will never be afraid. This man, I don't care whatever he goes up against. War against me, even in the war, I will be confident. Now, when you go to battle, if you are fearful, the Lord said to Gideon, well, send away those who are fearful. Get them out of there, because their fear can become contagious. And it will weaken the hands of their brethren. So get them out of there. You know, so when you go into battle, you don't go, you know, with fear. You go with confidence. Praise the Lord. Look at Psalm 28. You know, and listen to what he said. You know, concerning this same confidence in the Lord. Verse 7 of Psalm 28. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Woo-hoo. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. You know, how do you build up this shield? Well, through faith, through prayers, and through acknowledgement of the power that is with you. Hallelujah. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. I mean, praise was always in the mouth of this man. Therefore, the Lord chose his throne to set upon. Because when you surround that throne, you will be praising the Lord. You know, now, so the Lord is the saving strength of his anointed. He has this confidence. He built it up over time. Built it up. See what he says, you know, in Psalm 84, verses 10 and 11. Say, the Lord is, you know, it's like a sun always shine over his people. It's like a shield to his people. Do you have this kind of confidence in the Lord? Is this what you think of the Lord? Is this your testimony of the Lord that he is a shield unto you and that no good thing will he withhold from you? Is this your confidence? Well, the Lord God is a sun and shield. Psalm 84, he said. You know, and he said, look, the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. See, remember, Isaiah 33 said, how will you dwell with consuming fire, devouring fire, everlasting burnings? Well, walk uprightly, walk and do righteousness, and that glory will be around you. The Lord will not withhold any good thing for them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in you. Hallelujah. Psalm 91. Let's read some more of his confidence, how he built up his defense systems. And what did he say here? He said, well, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So that's a general statement. You can have the same experience. But this is his testimony. Listen to his testimony after that. I, he said, will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Oh, can you be confident like that? Now, if God were your refuge and if God were your fortress, you know how a fortress is? I mean, a fortress is, a place of defense. People hide in and the enemy cannot, easily knock it down. And God's your defense. God's your fortress. Well, what are you fearing there? You know, it talks about all the benefits you will get by building up your confidence and your defense systems in the Lord. You know, even the snare of the fowler, what is the fowler? Well, the fowler is trying to catch a bird who set a snare for the bird to fall into it. So all the traps that the enemy tried to set for you, well, the scripture says in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 17, surely in vain is the net spread in the sight of any bird. Now, and the bird is looking and you're setting the snare, you're doing it in vain. I mean, he's not going to fall for it because he can see what you're doing. But the Lord is also, his eyes are over the righteous. And his eyes are all around walking for you. Everything that, any snare that the enemy is putting, trying to set for you, the Lord has seen it. It's in plain view to him. And he will deliver you from it. Hallelujah. He knows how to help you navigate the field so that you don't step on any landmines. You will not fall into any trap. You trust in the Lord. Every trap of the enemy that he set, you'll be clean escaped. Praise God. I'll show you some more ways on how to do it after we read about all of these confidence statements first. You know, he called the Lord his shield. He called his Lord his help. He called his Lord his high tower. Called the Lord, and because of all of that, he says, look, if the Lord is your hiding place, if the Lord is your high tower, well, if you are dwelling inside the Lord, so to speak, then there shall no evil befall thee. There shall any plague come nigh your dwelling, because you are inside the Lord. You call upon the Lord, he will deliver you. All these wonderful things he said in Psalm 91. But it starts out by his own testimony. I will say of the Lord, and he is my rock, my fortress, my high tower, my shield, my hiding place. Under his feathers, I will trust. Now you can make this psalm personal for you, yourself. When you read it, personalize it. And he even said that, the Lord will give you, power over the lion, the adder, young lion, dragon, all these things. Trample them on their feet. These are spiritual battles that you will win in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Well, let's read also Psalm 46. Part of his confidence in the Lord. He said, well, my God is our refuge and our strength. A very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and upheavals and different, stuff going on around me, I'm not going to be worried. Because the Lord is my refuge, my strength. Praise God. places of shelter that are set up when there are hurricanes and tornadoes and different things. Well, will you make the Lord your place of shelter? If you do, well, you know, you will be like, the Lord will be like that strong CD, be like bulwarks for you, and it will hide you from those troubles. Praise the Lord. Psalm 94 and verse 22. Remember, we're just reading through first some declarations of David and how he thought on the Lord and what he said about the Lord, and also how he got there. It's through faith and prayers, most of the time. Let's read some of these things that he said again in Psalm 94, verse 22. The Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. You know, how many times has he said that? Always saying, God is my defense, God is my rock, God is my salvation, God is my hiding place. He built himself a strong defense system in the Lord through faith and confidence in the Lord, and through his prayers of acknowledgement of God's power to deliver. That's how he did it. Praise the Lord. And it was always, you know, and then, you know, he admonishes us also to believe the same. He said, well, the Lord will also give his angels charge over you. You know, just like he gave charge over me, he said. Pretty much. And then, you know, if you also believe and make the Lord your tower and your dwelling place, well, then no evil shall befall you also. Praise the Lord. Psalm 121. Powerful psalm also. And he, but he knows where his help comes from. He said, my help comes from the Lord. You know, and they said, well, the Lord will not suffer thy foot to be moved. It's encouragement. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. You know, he will be your keeper. He will be your shade upon your right hand. The sun, the moon, all these things will not smite you. The Lord will preserve you from all evil. You got to build yourself up with these things. He will preserve you from all evil. He will preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Jesus said in Matthew 26 and 41, he said, pray lest you enter into temptation. So we are coming to this aspect of prayer now. Yeah, we've seen how we can build up our confidence in the Lord, the attributes of defense that are within God, and we can have it around us. Who shall dwell, you know, in the midst of that fire and have that devouring fire around him for protection? Well, he that walketh uprightly and doeth these things. You know, now, Jesus said, pray, lest you enter into temptation. Yeah, it's a commandment. And the disciples, they didn't pray. Their eyes were heavy. They were sleepy when they should have been praying. Jesus was agonizing away in prayer. They were sleeping. You know, and of course, well, their defense system was weakened. You know, when the enemy attacked Peter through just a simple confrontation, wow, you also are one of his disciples. His defense system was weakened because he hadn't been praying. He said, well, no, but I'm not. He denied the Lord. And Jesus said, pray that you enter not into temptation. Jude chapter 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves, or building capacity and a strong defense system for yourself. How do you do it? He said, you know, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's how you do it. And you got to use prayer. Prayer is the backbone of your defense systems. That's how you do it. But your prayer must be based on the Word of God. You got to see the attributes that God's willing to show, you know, for you and on your behalf from himself. You know, Jude chapter 20 says, ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith. So you got to use that holy faith. You got to use prayer in the Holy Ghost. If you do these things, you find out you will keep yourselves in the love of God. But always also, you're looking for the mercy of the Lord. But building up yourself in your most holy faith, building up yourself with prayer and the Holy Ghost. These things are important. If you have faith, you can quench all, not just some, all the fiery darts of the devil. So we're going to go into some prayers this morning. And remember what we said in the beginning. Don't think of yourself any less than a prayer warrior. Don't think that, oh, we have some prayer warriors over here. You know, no. You yourself, you are a prayer warrior. You know, because you fight your battles with prayer. So that makes you a prayer warrior. That's all it means. It's not a title that anybody should say, I am on this or not. Everybody should be. Now, when you pray, though, you must believe. All things that you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Matthew 21, 22. What good is it if we are going to pray and we don't believe what we're praying for? You might as well not pray. You know, why are you praying when you're not believing? And people do that a lot. We pray, but we are not believing. You know, but we must be believing. Use your prayer to even build up your faith. How do you do that? You use the word of God. Remember, faith comes by the word of God. But in your prayer, you begin to recite the word of God, and it will build up your faith. You say the things that, like David said, the Lord is, yeah. Hezekiah too. He went to prayer when he needed God to act for him against Sennacherib and Rabshakeh. He said, Lord, of a truth, they have cast all those gods into the fire. But they were no gods. They were the work of men's hands. That's why they cast them into the fire and they have destroyed their nations because they were trusted in gods that could not deliver them. You know, but you are the God, the very God that dwells in the midst of the cherubims. When you talk to God like that, you know, you'd show how, you know, anybody else could not deliver but God. And you tell God that, yeah, he's the one that can save with an outstretched hand, none like his. And you tell him how that his name is at stake. You know, Ezekiel said, now, Lord, you remember, people are looking. Let them know, therefore, that there is a God in heaven. When you make it like that, you know, you make it God's fight, then God's going to stand up and fight. So we build our faith by calling out the attributes of God, remembering those times of people in the past who used, you know, that system to get victory for themselves. David used it. Ezekiah used it. Jehoshaphat used it. Said, well, we have no strength against these great three companies, but our eyes are upon you. You know, and people, you know, use the word of God, speak it to yourself in prayer, and use it to build up your faith. Remember, over the last couple of days, we're talking about, you know, the angels hearkening to the voice of God's word out of your mouth. So, the more you speak his word, now, it also does something to you, too. The more you speak his word, the, you know, the more the angels will go on, you know, on a mission for you. But it also does something for you when you speak that word. It builds confidence in you. Do you know that people who, you know, they use these methods, even mantras and different things, even to hypnotize and get control of people's minds. Tell them to repeat things all the time. And they can get control of their minds that way. Well, we use our mind. When our mind is stayed on the Lord, we use our mind in collaboration with the Word of God. We're not gonna, God doesn't, you know, try to hypnotize anybody, but He's giving us His Word. You use your mind, collaboration with the Word of God, your faith in that Word. You speak it to yourself. It inspires confidence and inspires faith. And then prayer. Say, praying always with all prayer and supplications. And you pray for your family. You pray for yourself. You pray for your brethren. You pray all the time. Pray for the church pray for sinners that must still be saved. The Bible says God added to the church such as should be saved. Don't pray for the world, though. The world systems cannot be saved. You know, Jesus never prayed for the world. You know, some people want to convert the devil. You can't do it. You know, you pray for those that will be saved. We don't know who they are, but God knows them. But those are the ones that Jesus prayed about. You know, in John chapter 17, Jesus said, look, I pray not for the world. You can't be better than Jesus. But I pray for those who you have given me and those who will also hear about me through their word. You know, so these are the ones that Jesus prayed for. And when you pray for the church, pray for the believers, pray for those who are God's, but they are still trapped. They will come out. They will receive the gospel. They'll come out. The world systems, don't pray for them. They are doomed for destruction. They cannot be saved. The world systems cannot be saved. But there are people that Jesus died for in those systems. And those people must come out. And we have a mandate also to show them the light so that they can come out, you know, but we ourselves need to pray, you know, pray and pray and pray. Prayer, some people say prayer is the key. Well, it is true. You know, prayer, you can see how Jesus himself did a lot of things. But it's the prayer of faith. It's not just some random prayer. And it's just repetitious prayer. Jesus said, look, don't make vain prayer. You know, pray, pray, pray. You think that you'll be heard for your much pray. It's not the length and amount of time that you pray. It's the substance that is in that prayer. When that prayer is speaking the word of God, it's generating confidence in your heart, and it's also causing the angels to go into action. You know, so remember, let's pray like Jesus prayed. You know, you cannot do it any better than Jesus. In John 17 and 9, he says, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. You know, for they are thine. So, we pray for those whom God has given unto salvation. They may still be trapped in sin, but such as should be saved, we pray for them. God will bring them out. Bring them out. And we also, because we don't know who they are, though. That's why we preach the gospel to everybody. We don't know who they are. We preach the gospel to everybody. But God will bring those that are ordained to life. Now, you pray for your families. You pray for your children. You stand in the gap. And if you are a head of household, such as the man in the house, or even if the woman is the head of the household, because there's no man there, well, you have responsibility. You know, responsibility. Jesus said, look, if you knew when the thief were coming, you are the good man of the house, then you would have watched in the spirit and would not have allowed your house to be broken up. Now, the good man of the house, Matthew chapter 24, verse 43, said, know this, Jesus said, if the good man of the house would have known in what watch the thief is coming, then he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. The good man of the house, you know, watchman on the wall, it's your responsibility. Make sure the devil doesn't come near your family. He can mosey on down the road, but not to your house. You know, you stand watch. Now, you must know when he's coming, though. How do you know? Through discernment. You know, Holy Spirit give you discernment. open your eyes to see the tricks of the devil. You pray over your children, you know, and then you give them the word of God. You stand in the gap for them. You pray over them. Jesus was always praying, you know, standing in the gap for us, praying over us. Say, I pray for all these ones that you have given me. Even Peter, he said, I prayed for you. You know, that the enemy, he tried to sift you, but I prayed for you. You know, pray, pray, pray. Paul always said, praying with all prayer, with all supplication for yourself. He said, for me also, for all saints, pray. Prayer cannot be overemphasized. And what is prayer then? Well, it is you speaking, the prayer that works. Let me put it that way. What is prayer that works? It's you speaking the word of God back to him. That's the prayer that works. You know, the Lord already said it. Now, if the Lord didn't say it and you are praying it, well, maybe you get it, maybe you don't. I don't know. Because Lamentation 3:37 tells us that. Everybody should know that by now. Who is he that saith, and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? So, if you are saying something that's not according to the word of God, I don't know. But if you are praying his word, glory to God. Yeah, you know, what he's already said, the shortest distance, you know, we are told in geometry, between two points is a straight line. If you draw any two points, the definition of a straight line is, well, any two points, you draw a line in between. If the line is curved or goes up and down, it's not the shortest distance. The shortest distance between those two points is a straight line. Well, the shortest distance from where you are to what you are believing from God is to speak the word of God, which he has already spoken about that thing. You know? So when you pray that kind of prayer, and you pray all the time, Jesus said, men ought always to pray. In fact, he addressed that issue in Luke chapter 18. He told these things, parables and stories, to the intent that people ought always to pray and not to give up. Now, sometimes people pray and say, well, you know, I've been praying and nothing happening. So they give up. No. Jesus said, you keep on praying. He told stories. A woman went to the judge, said, look, do something. The man said no. When they drove her away, she came again, and so on and so forth. And she would not give the man, the judge, any rest. Eventually, the judge said, well, I don't really care about this woman, you know, and I don't even fear God. But, you know, because the woman probably using the name of God, well, to plead her case. You know, I don't care about that. But he said, this woman, there's only one way to get rid of her. I got to do what she's asking. Well, Jesus said, well, hear what the unjust judge said. And in the book of Isaiah, you know, chapter 62, we are encouraged to never give up. Don't stop praying. Pray always. Pray without ceasing. Don't let up. Don't give the Lord any rest. In fact, I love this verse because it's a great challenge, you know. It says, you know, in verse 7, or starting from verse 6, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, Isaiah 62 and 6, which shall never hold their peace day or night. Well, that's you over your household. You don't hold your peace. Pray for your children every day, multiple times a day. Pray for yourself. Pray for what's going on in your family. Pray for all the brethren. Pray for the church. Pray for the ministries. Pray, you know. He says, ye that make mention of the Lord, keep no silence. Give him no rest. Point blank, God is telling us, don't give the Lord any rest until he does the thing that you are asking him to do. So you keep on praying. Jesus said, he will answer you speedily. Even if he delays, you keep on praying. Because soon and very soon, he's coming. So, we're going to go into prayers today. This is how you build your defense systems. Through faith, take that shield of faith, quench everything and the devil bringing at you. Well, through prayers, we've seen how David prayed. And also, you know, when you find the right words in the scriptures that relate to what you are believing God for, that's a powerful way to pray. You know, when you are praying for healing, for instance, you use scriptures that relate to that. You say to the Lord, you have said that you are the Lord that healeth me. You have said that you will take away sickness from the midst of me. You have said that you will not put any of this sickness upon me, and upon the Egyptians. And you just tell them all the same. Moreover, Lord, the word of God has said that by whose stripes we were already healed. And then you stand your ground upon that word. You finish praying. It doesn't look like you're healed. Nothing has changed. So what? You keep on praying. You pray it again next time. Go about your business. When it's next time for you to pray, you pray the same thing again. Doesn't mean you don't have faith. Some people say if you pray once and you pray again, shows you don't have faith. Well, contrary. Jesus himself said you ought always to pray and not to faint. You pray today, you pray tomorrow, you pray in the morning, you pray in the afternoon, you pray in the evening, and you mingle it with thanksgiving and with praise. You thank him for what he has already done. Everybody has received graces from the Lord. So you thank him for that. And you praise him for what he's yet to do. Use his word to challenge him. But you pray, you pray, you pray. All the plans of the enemy against you, you pray against them. You're trying to go out in the morning, you pray. You're trying to go on a trip, you pray. You're trying to go to your job, you pray. You're trying to make a decision, you pray. Yeah, I mean, you use various words, you know, that God has said. He said, look, I will guide you with my eye, you know, and so forth. I will show you the way you should go. Psalm 32 verse 8, when you're at a crossroads, you said the inspiration of the Lord God gives them understanding. Job 32 and 8, you use those things, you know, say, Lord, you said you give me inspiration, you give me understanding, you give me direction. Well, you're doing business and it's not working. You go to Isaiah 48 verse 17 and say, the Lord has said, I am the Lord that teacheth you how to profit. You go to these things. You go to Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 8. You say, the Lord has said, he's the one that gives me power to get wealth. You know, and you begin to use these scriptures, begin to pray and enlighten your mind. And before you know it, the Holy Spirit will begin to show you strategy. That's how it works. Strategy. And things will begin to change. So right now, for the next several minutes, we want to go into prayers. I'm going to close this lesson, first of all, here, by me praying over the room. Then I'm going to challenge us. Say, well, I prayed that this morning. Or I pray it again. You know, challenge us to pray. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for this exhortation to your children. Thank you, because you say, well, what is the word of exhortation to us today? Well, that we take on the shield of faith, that we build up our defense systems in the Lord through prayer and through faith, and that we be strong in the Lord and not be a pushover for the devil. So, Father, we thank you. You have given us these instructions, and we're going to do exactly that. We will stand in the gap, hallelujah, for our children, for our families, for our communities, for our churches, you know, for the people of God. Hallelujah. And we will give the Lord no rest, just like you said. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory, Lord. And as we repeat your word in prayer, I know and I'm persuaded that faith will rise in our hearts and you will answer speedily. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you, Lord, the praise. And give the Lord the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.